Well, the election, the campaign is starting tomorrow, officially. October 16th for the elections that will hold on the 15th of November. And we're making preparations. So this last weekend, we had we actually had donation for organizing a workshop for some of our candidates for city councils throughout the country, and we had 39 candidates from all over the country come to Tuzla, and that's where for 2 days they had workshop on how to be a good candidate, how to articulate issues, how to think about issues, how to think about presenting yourself to the public, to the voters, demeanor, social media, anything. And I was also asked to help them finish their two-day workshop by giving a talk on to our candidates, like to prep them for the, to pump them up for the elections. That day I also had a conversation with the candidates in the city of Tuzla and their board, governing board, we talked about the elections. On Monday I went to Bihać to visit our candidate for the mayor of Bihać, the city of Bihać, in the northwest of Bosnia, who recently had a really serious health scare, had a stroke, a serious stroke. He's also at the same time the head of our regional organization, Region Una, named by the beautiful river Una, which is one of those beautiful rivers in the northwest of Bosnia and Herzegovina. He subsequently resigned his post as the head of the region, but will remain the candidate. And so I went along with the vice president, Alexander, of the party. We went to see him. He's and his family, his collaborators, and he's in good spirits, he's recovering rather nicely. And so we had a really nice visit. After that, went to the city of Prijedor. Prijedor is the place where a lot of atrocities also happened, and talked to a couple of people who might be the right people to help us start our organization in the city of Prijedor, which is in the entity called Republika Srpska. After that, Alexander got off in the city, neighboring city of Banja Luka, and I continued back driving to Sarajevo. A lot of meetings, Zoom meetings, in-person meetings about candidates, about the issues in various local organizations that need to be resolved. Worked on the campaign slogan, and it had two iterations. We have very late with it. All the materials waiting to be printed, and finally we got that as well. We got it done. A lot of meetings related to finances. We are facing a rather an expensive period to finance or to fund our local elections, but we are also facing the need to pay for salaries and maintain the office and offices throughout the country. So a lot of financial challenges and issues facing us. Friday, tomorrow, I'm driving to Gračanica, which is in the northeast, a part of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it is in the region Sava, based on the river Sava. That is where on Friday we will have the local start of local campaign in the city of Gračanica. On Saturday we are going to visit 3-4 cities in the same region and talk to people. And on Sunday, why Sunday? That's because the weather will be nicer on Sunday than on Saturday. We are going to have the official opening of the campaign for the Platform of Progress in one plateau above next to Gračanica. A touristy place, a nice, beautiful setting, outdoors to have more people outside. And so that is going to be the beginning of the campaign, and we are now talking about the messages, key messages, who is going to talk, how we will present it, and very interesting times, a very different campaign than what I did in 2018 as an independent candidate for the candidate for presidency. I'm learning a lot now about the local campaigns and how challenging and different those are. But it is all good, people. You learn a lot in the process, and you just make sure that in the end, all of that is done for the sake of people. So a lot of things ahead of us. It is going to be a big event for us, that campaign opening ceremony event. And this is all happening in the context of an increased or reappearance of COVID-19. Larger and larger number of cases. And with that, even more drastic measures that are being introduced to combat COVID-19. The latest one is that we now have to wear masks. It's mandatory in the open spaces, in the open space. And the number of patrons allowed in bars, restaurants, and so on is being reduced as well. So the measures are being, those restrictive measures are being introduced again. And with that, more and more calls for or actually accusations that those crisis, what do they call it, committees or whatever, those who are supposed to handle a situation like this, that they are stacked with politicians rather than experts, and that all of these restrictive measures are it seems first inadequate, inappropriate, not offered in a timely fashion, that most decisions are being political rather than health driven or health care for the health of the citizens driven. And so it is going to be really, really interesting. You know, this the such a powerful country, economically stable and strong like the United States, if the United States is struggling with that, what can you say about a small country that's totally, completely, utterly dysfunctional due to the political political, I was going to say battles, but those are not even battles because they are sort of prearranged. This is a political travesty, I would say, in terms of both capability of the political parties to deal with the situation and the lack of any transparency or care for the life of citizens. I think we have few parties who are dividing the spoils, and that's what they are looking, that's how they look at us, the spoils, because people have the money and they want them to take the money through various means. not just people's money, but the money that belongs to the country, to the state. Anyway, it's the beginning of the campaign, and I saw a sign. It was somewhere in the news media. It was in the media reported a sign that the person put up in his yard, backyard, or front yard, I would say, that basically reads, "No politician under any circumstances is allowed to enter this yard. I will not sign up for anything, for any party, under any circumstances. You are not welcome here." So this is in anticipation of all of those people who are knocking on the doors and then inviting them to come to their party or to vote or whatever. Interesting times. I think that's it for now, really.
You always say that. You had mentioned a campaign slogan. Can you share that as to what it is for the local election?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's going to be exclusive. For a while, we used "It's possible. It can be done." And there was a fear that the Central Electoral Commission would not allow us to use that as a campaign slogan, just because otherwise it would mean that we were campaigning all along while using that slogan. So we went through many iterations. Our team for marketing and communications offered 20-25 slogans, and I particularly didn't like any presidency. The governing board didn't like any. Got to the point where we had to do something because we were getting, taping the promotional video spots, mm-hmm. and it needed a narration, voiceover, and it needed a slogan. So last 3-4 days, last Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it was just it was a chaotic, nightmarish situation. You know, when you're searching for creativity under pressure, under time pressure, there's none. So at some point, readopted the presidency said, "Well, what the heck, let's go with It's Possible." The team for marketing communication basically said, "Well, you cannot work with that anymore." We sent a note, a question to the Central Electoral Commission asking if it is okay. They couldn't respond it automatically. We did not know what the punishment would be if we used it inappropriately. We said, "Well, until they tell us, let's just assume it's going to be fine." And then we have to start printing materials. We started, and the team for communication marketing said, "Listen, we cannot work with it. It's old. We did so many things. We need something new." I attended one of their meetings. We started talking about it, and in the end, came up with "It's up to us." And so the reason we liked it is that it is almost like a continuation of "It's possible." Yes, possible now. But it's up to us. If we do, all of us, what needs to be done. If we put interest of the community of the country first, not my personal interest. If I really believe in skills and education, in honesty, integrity, give a chance to youth, then really we can make this happen. We added that fifth principle recently. We talked about it, mm-hmm. something that's between responsibility and accountability. And this goes along that as well. So we could come up with a wonderful, nice story. The thing is that we don't have a story about it, around it, explain it, and link it to our core, that we are somebody who has been inviting people to to become more responsible and actually to give community rather than for taking from the community. It goes along with all of that. And I, about a couple of months ago, I recorded the video, 2-3 minute video, talking exactly about this. You people wake up, come on, it's up to us. Nobody can give us our freedom, our dignity, our lives. We have to take that ourselves. And I finished, I finished the video with hashtag, it's up to us. Now, nobody saw it, actually, from the team for communication marketing. Nobody remembered it to say, okay, how about that? But it has a continuity. In any case, it is, yes, we can. So we are printing, yes, we can. Yeah, it's up to us. So that's the slogan. And I think that by the time you publish this, we will be on our way in terms of talking about it. And I don't know when we will put it on our Facebook page.
Well, you'd also mentioned, you know, despite the fact that you obviously ran for the presidency in 2018, you're learning with the local elections. You're learning new things and strategies. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you learn a lot simply because these are local themes, not national themes. And it is not to say that these nationalists, these nasty nationalists, chauvinists, that they are not trying to use nationalism as a ticket here as well. But for local elections, the issues are the environment, local environment. The issues are roads, utilities, electricity, daycares, water, potable water. The thing is that every community is different. They have a different set of issues. And we are a small party that is growing but small. And our resources are limited, especially in financial ones. And we have to come up with a strategy that's going to, in part, help everybody, but also encourage them to think about local issues. These campaigns are even more expensive than general election campaigns simply because you cannot just produce one set of materials and use everywhere. You have to come up with specialized printed material for each city, each municipality, each county. Different people, different faces, different candidates. Very expensive. So you learn that this is also, these are the elections that are closer to life, because this is where you live. You have to have water, you have to have electricity, you have to have paved roads, you have to have a daycare, you have to have clean air. So it's very real to people, and they know what it means. And presumably, nationalism shouldn't really matter. But these three parties, they find a way to make it matter, because that's how they show up in the news and that's what propagate their party. You know, it's almost like, yeah, I know you have nothing to eat. I know, and the air is hard to breathe and it can cause cancer. But hey, at least you are Serb, you are Bosniak, you are Croat, you know, you. Proud of that. You cannot live on that or off of that. But people are funny, funny beasts. It's funny animals. It is amazing. They forget easily. They can be brainwashed rather easily if you control media, if you control access to jobs and media. That's all you need. You control people, and that's what's happening today.
But how would you describe the mood of the candidates as we get closer, the city council members and mayorships and those types of things.
It might be that it is different in other parties, but what I see in ours is that those who really think hard about, or those who are serious about their campaign, they're getting scared. They're seeing the complexity of the process. Talking to the media, talking about solutions, talking about problems in a way that you sound confident, knowledgeable, presentable. That there's a lot of work, that you have to meet a lot of people, possibly knock on many doors. When you see the candidates from other parties that have all this, the infrastructure behind them, finances, and we don't have much, it makes them worried, scared. But those are only the ones who care. And then you have other ones. Other ones who basically said, yeah, I'm willing, it's fine, but they expected just to sign a document and we will print everything, their names, their pictures, and we'll have their campaign. We will do the campaign. They'll just look at, they almost like they give you privilege of using their name on the list of candidates. And so the other half is just sitting there and waiting for elections to come and then vote and see what happens. But they forget, they don't know that it's a battle, a lot of work, campaigning, it's a lot of work, shake a lot of hands. It's hard in the age of Corona. We are preparing our opening event for Sunday. And we pushed it outside so that we could bring more people there. And now we are just facing new set of restrictive measures that basically are saying everybody even outside has to wear masks and behave differently. And those inside will be even fewer. So the situation is changing drastically and radically in a short period of time. Some of the candidates are bumped up. Those are the ones that attended, for example, that event in Tuzla, and it was really cool. The event, the workshop for the candidates. Those are pumped up. Those are the ones who are proactive. They would like to learn. But then there are those other ones that you don't even hear from, who are basically just say, oh, just let me be. My name is on the ballot. Whatever happens, happens. Very different. I have to tell you about one event, though, that made me pause for a second. The other day, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days ago, nights ago, there were two young... I was going home from the office and worked a little bit longer or later, and then was on the sidewalk, passed two young men, and I usually look in the eye people as they pass by, thinking I don't want to not say hello to somebody I know. Didn't recognize them. They passed by me by let's say 10 steps, and then I heard professor. So that's how they call me here, professor. So I turned around, I said yes, and we got closer to each other. And I thought maybe these are from the platform and recognized me and wanted to say hi, but I felt bad that I couldn't recognize their faces. So, and I didn't know what to do in terms of, should I apologize, I don't know you, should I pretend I know them? And then I said, listen, hi, have you met, do I know you? And they said, no, we've never met. And they introduced themselves. One is the head of their cantonal youth organization for the SDP party, Social Democrats. The other one is the head of their youth organization for the same party for one of the municipalities. And I was glad that somebody from another party recognized, especially young people, and wanted to talk with me. And then they told me about some of our members, young members, who are really active, and so they are friends with them, which was great. And there was another initiative of our youth that they are trying to reach out to youth of other parties to talk about the issues together as young people for the benefit of the country, which is beautiful, great. And we talked about that, and at some point, the older of the two said, listen, we really, 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 really need to get together the young people. I'm glad that you're supporting the young so much. We need to, it would be great if the young people from all the parties could get somehow together in large numbers and talk about these issues. And then they said something that really made me pause, and it took me back really to the beginning when I was thinking of hoping for comments like that, when he basically said, listen, only you can bring the young people together. And it wasn't compliment to me, it was just recognition. I'm a professor that I all my life worked with young people, and that the youth are emphasized so much in our movement. But I felt so good about the comment because it made me hopeful again that the country can go in better, toward a better future. Because look at these two, these members of a competing party, an opponent, and they want to work together toward that better future in the way that only young people, idealists, enthusiastic, can actually do something to change the future of the country. So it was beautiful. I loved it. And I will try to do something to bring them together, not to talk about our movement, but to talk about them and the responsibility and their courage to do that, to get engaged in politics. And then hopefully, based on our conversations about what's ahead of them, how to approach life and how it is important to stay in touch, all of them, and work together, perhaps they will go back to their parties and change them for the better, change them for good, actually. So the point will not be to convince them to switch sides, but to work on changing their sides within their parties, to change that, those older people who know only one way how to play politics. And we have seen from history what that way can actually do to a country like Yugoslavia then and Bosnia-Herzegovina now. So anyway, I recall with fondness that event, just because it is something that I was hoping at the very beginning of the campaign, my campaign in 2018, that such things would actually happen, that people would start waking up and start thinking about people and the country rather than themselves, trying to use the system as opposed to give to the system.
And just one final one, and it's looking down the road just a little bit, but do you feel it, I'm guessing it is, incumbent upon you when the results come in about measuring what is successful or what is not for people? Or, you know, it's like, okay, we won this many, we're on top of the world, we didn't do this. I mean, there's going to have to be some dealing with emotions as to what, how this thing is measured when it plays out.
Yeah. Well, I had one experience from 2018 when we did extremely, extremely well, but people unrealistically expected that it's possible to win at that point. I think in that's going to be, later on will be a different story. So I had to go back after the television interview to the supporters and basically cheer them up, even though I was not in my cheerful mood at that point. So this time but you feel like you're prepared for anything, to celebrate or to say, listen, given the circumstances, we did our best and that's all we could have done. Many things, now we know that we need to change, do differently, start planning earlier, build this infrastructure, let's get to work. Whatever happens, beautiful result or not so much. In either case, you just have to keep going and do better next time and keep learning. So there will be no time for excessive celebration or sorrow, no matter what happens. You basically just note it down. So this is what happened. How can this help us do better next time and just keep going? It is good, it's excellent. I'm really grateful that there is an idea that people embraced and are ready to run with it. And I think that is the key. We have to believe that it's possible, and this journey is going to be long, I feel, but that it is going to be very rewarding. I know that the end will be rewarding if everything happens the way we want it, but even this journey, when it's uncertain, even though we believe fully, but it's uncertain given the immensity of the forces against us. But all of that is still a beautiful journey. So I'll talk about that.
That's an exciting time. I mean, it's to see how this next chapter of the journey plays out here in the next month or so, but it's fascinating.